From Nashville, the capital sound of Charlie Louvin. Yes, Charlie Louvin returns to Here's to Veterans, the best in music for all you ex-servicemen and women and your folks everywhere. Specially transcribed for you by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members have donated their services.
She's a come and get it mama, and I'ma never have to call me boss man. She sure spreads a good table, fitting for this year man. Anytime she calls me, I come a run just as fast as I can.
Come
and get it, mama. And I'ma never have to call me boss man. Sometimes I'm prone to wonder, keeping up with my chores, and I might stray just a little too far from my own back door. When others' fiddles tempt me, and I'm just about to make the plunge, I can hear Mama holler, come and get it, at the top of her lungs. She's a come and get it, Mama, and I'ma never have to call me boss man. She sure spreads a good table, fitting for this year, man. Anytime she calls me, I come around just as fast as I can. She's a
come and get it.
And I'ma never have to call me boss man. She's a come and get it, mama. And I'ma never have to call me boss man. She sure spreads a good table, fitting for this year, man. Anytime she calls me, I come a running just as fast as I can. Cause she's a
come get it, mama.
And I'ma never have to call me boss man. She's a
come get it, mama.
And I'ma never have to call me boss man.
Well, thank you very kindly. And that was Come and Get It, Mama, because I'm a Never Have to Call Me Twice band. We'll be right back after these few words for the Veterans Administration.
Thank you very much, Charlie. Personal relationships, thoughtfulness, kindness with someone you may have never met or you never will. Suppose, for example, you have a medical appointment at a VA outpatient clinic for an examination or a treatment, all right? So you find out you can't keep that appointment. And you know in advance, say 24 hours in advance, that you won't be able to make it. Wouldn't it be the friendly, personal thing to do to notify the VA so the VA can schedule some other veteran into your place? By giving another veteran your place, you're really putting yourself in his place, showing consideration. And the world always needs a whole lot more of that. Think it over while we hear once again from Charlie Louvin. Charlie?
Well, thank you very kindly. You know, we travel all over these United States. I have a good band. We call them the Midnight Cowboys. I have a young lady that records for Mega Records by the name of Miss Diane McCall. And the other day, I conned her into going in the studios and helping me record a song for Capitol. They called it 10 Times Charlie album, and the title of the song that we'd like to sing for you is If I Were a Carpenter.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were your hands in work, and if you'd ask me, baby, yes, I would. I'd place you above me.
I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your pretty clothes and your soft shoes shining?
And if a tinker were your trade, you'd still find me carrying the pot you've made and following behind you.
And you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
How about that, Charlie Louvin, ladies and gentlemen? Here's a thought. We can't all be millionaires, but did you ever stop to think that if you're a veteran of the United States Armed Forces, you're already some kind of a millionaire? You're part of the 28 million veterans in the world of Veterans Affairs. And while we're dealing with millions, here's a thought to run through that computer of yours. Did you know that veterans needing medical care and treatment make more than 2 million visits a year to VA outpatient clinics? It's a fact. VA clinics are busy, busy places. Every hour has to be planned. The time of VA doctors has to be carefully scheduled. So, look. When you do have an appointment at a VA clinic and you don't keep that appointment and you don't tell the VA ahead of time, you throw a monkey wrench into the works. And it's not very good personal relations, is it? Especially when you consider there's a dozen other veterans just waiting for the time that you couldn't keep. When you find you can't keep a medical appointment, notify the VA 24 hours in advance. It's the nice thing to do, isn't it? Charlie Louvin.
All right, thank you very kindly. The other day we was out in California and got to meet some of Merle Haggard's boys, and one of Merle's boys is quite a songwriter. He wrote a song entitled Here's a Toast to Mama, and I recorded it for Capitol, and I'd like to sing it for you now. Here's a toast to Mama.
Today I found a dollar on the sidewalk, so I went and bought a jug of wine, and I sit here in this alley and keep drinking until the thought of Mama leaves my mind. Here's a toast to Mama. Do you miss me? Do you even think about me anymore? Mama, did you even stop to kiss me when you left me late?
Well, thank you so much. We hope you cats have enjoyed the music today. And we have one other here we'd like to strap on you. This one was kind of almost a comedy song. And then again, if you listen at it just right, it's not comedy. It's entitled, Old Settin' Bull Ain't Gonna Take It Settin' Down. Our latest.
Now listen to old Sitting Bull, I've just about got my craw full. There's talk on reservations, there's even talk in town.
They say my song is a Choctaw way, and that you like the Choctaw way, but old Sitting Bull ain't gonna take it sitting down. Old Sitting Bull ain't gonna take it sitting down. Ain't no young boy gonna stop my stomping ground. You can call him your blood brother, but don't you care this carrying on no further, cause Sitting Bull ain't gonna take it sitting down. At last I'm taking my first stand. You listen too much to the wrong red man. Words spoken by a forked tongue ain't meant the way they sound. I'm still chief and you're my squaw. Ain't gonna give you the no shot call. No Sitting Bull ain't gonna take it sitting down. Old Sitting Bull ain't gonna take it sitting down. Ain't no young boy gonna stop my stomping ground. You can call him your blood brother, but don't you care this carrying on no further, cause Sitting Bull ain't gonna take it sitting down. Old Sitting Bull ground. You can call him your blood brother, but don't you care this carrying on no further, cause Sitting Bull ain't gonna take it sitting down.
Here's to Veterans Tribute from Nashville, Capitol Records, and Charlie Lupin. Here's to Veterans is presented transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members have donated their services, and this station, which has contributed its time in the public interest. Tune in again for more Top Flight Entertainment on Here's to Veterans.
And from Nashville, Tennessee, this would be Charlie Louvin saying thank you for listening.